Welcome to the PodTech.net special InfoTalk Network. We're here at XL Partners with Bud Colligan and Mike Boych, who are kicking off a new show under the PodTech InfoTalk Network called Pod Summit, which is going to be a big part of our new properties. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, John.
Great to be here.
You guys, we did a podcast at the demo conference. We had three great podcasts, and I realized something that I do a lot of podcasts with a lot of young startups, Web 2.0 and beyond, a lot of smaller companies, you know, trying to get venture capital. You guys are venture capitalists. So what a great idea. Do a show about venture capital, entrepreneurship, from your perspective, and industry leaders. So talk about Pod Summit and what you guys are planning.
Great. Well, you know, Bud and I, we are venture capitalists, but we're also both reformed entrepreneurs. We've both been in the Valley for 25 years or so, which goes back to when we first met at Apple Computer in the early 80s. So during those 25 years, we've run a few companies. We've met and worked with a lot of great people here in the Valley. And so the opportunity to bring some of those people in and get their perspectives on entrepreneurship and on the venture business, I think will be a lot of fun.
I'm really excited, first, to be working with Mike on this. We've been friends for a long time. And John, intersecting with you at Demo was just a lot of laughs and a lot of good times. And I mean, really, we're doing this for fun because we have a lot of friends in the Valley. We've both run successful companies, Macromedia for me and Radius for Mike. We've been venture capitalists for a while. We've worked with a lot of young entrepreneurs. And we think that there's a lot of lessons to be learned, a lot of lessons to be shared from not only our own experience, but from the experience of many of our friends in Silicon Valley. And in this time of the global economy and global entrepreneurship, where it's just easy to start up a company in Bulgaria or China as it is in Silicon Valley, I think there's a great hunger for these ideas outside of the United States and outside of Silicon Valley. So we're excited to be doing it, and we hope to bring a lot of our friends from leading CEOs and other venture capitalists, academics that are our colleagues and friends here in Silicon Valley onto this show and talk to them about some of these themes.
Well, it's great. I mean, the internet now, as you mentioned, is a sharing environment, and I mean, people around the world want to link in and syndicate with Silicon Valley. And I think that's one of the things that I see with PodTech and my show InfoTalk, which is now the InfoTalk Network, is that you can get information out there and share with people and create a community. And I know, Bud, you're very active in the community here in Silicon Valley in education and changing people's lives. And this is just another step in that. And so talk about how you see the vision of that piece of it. And talk about some of the themes and ideas you have for the show. Without going into the guests, I know there'll be luminary CEOs and ex-entrepreneurs and venture capitalists. But what's your vision and themes and ideas?
Well, Mike can talk a little bit about themes. I want to hit on something you first said, just about the way that podcasts can really extend to an audience that isn't getting these ideas today. And we've talked a lot about technology, but we hope to mix it up a little bit on our show to not only include technology, but maybe some political themes, some themes that might be important in our community here or in the United States at large, maybe some public policy issues, which are really key to either our nation or to our future as a technology economy. So
pretty free form.
Yeah, pretty free form, but focused on entrepreneurship and innovation, but with other ideas that Michael shared.
Make it spice it up. Any spicy ideas? I mean, honestly, you know, you're going to tell some stories, go edgy. I mean, any?
Well, you know, it's no fun to get old, but it does have its positives. You'll see a little bit of a longitudinal study of life in Silicon Valley, you know, from the PC era, which is when we really got started, to the whole communications explosion, the internet era, and on. So a lot of those stories will be told through the eyes of entrepreneurs that we know and have worked with in the past and who started seminal companies in each of those eras.
Well, we just had a special guest walk in. Actually, your first guest just arrived here. Ron Conway joined in. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Well, your first guest will come up next, but you know, we're kicking off the Pod Summit, which is going to be part of the PodTech InfoTalk Network, which we're going to do a lot of cool things. Maybe bring in some entrepreneurs. Would you be open to that through my show? Bring in some?
Absolutely. you know, entrepreneurs, CEOs, different functional VPs, as I said, academics that are maybe working on some breakthrough technologies. And not only in technology, the biosciences, really everything's fair game.
So this is great. I mean, you don't have to even live in Silicon Valley. You can be in India, China, Eastern Europe, you're anywhere around the world down under and get great access to content. Because you guys know a lot of people that people just can't get access to. I mean, talk about how that's going to be and some of your ideas around that.
I guess it's testimony to what a great business model you have, John, because Bud and I are excited about dragging all these people in here and creating content for you.
All right. Well, I'm really happy that you're supporting PodTech. I appreciate it.
We're excited about the fact that we're going to be working with you and PodTech, and I think it'll be a lot of fun.
I love it. I'm really excited. I just love what I do, and I'm really psyched to work with you. So looking forward to Pod Summit, and I'll sneak in as an occasional guest here and there. But, guys, I'm looking forward to a great show. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.